and Sarah hanging out at the third annual Squatch Open at beautiful Martindale Country Club in Auburn. And we have the pleasure of being joined by Cassie Manson.
Yes.
Excellent. Cassie is with All Is Wells, which was featured in the spring 2024 issue of LA Metro Magazine and is also the beneficiary of today's Squatch Open.
Yes.
Cassie, what can you tell us about All Is Wells?
Yeah, absolutely. So All Is Wells is an organization that we started in 2019 now, actually, shortly after our son Wells was born. My husband and I wanted to start designing some hats and shirts to wear to celebrate our son who was born with Down syndrome, Wells. We started designing some hats that had, you know, a cool design on it. And our friends and family said, hey, we want some of those too. So we started selling them. We made some money. We didn't really know what to do with it. So we were donating the money to other organizations and the money kept stacking up. And, you know, we were like, what else good can we do with this money? Yeah. So we you know, formed a 501c3. And then in 2022, our daughter Willow was born. She also has Down syndrome. And so the organization just kind of grew from there. We now provide grants to different organizations and activities that create inclusion, opportunities for inclusion in our communities, whether small or medium size. And this event here is really the biggest contributor to our organization. It's really the only, you know, fundraising event that we do. We're a super small organization. We only have 3 board members. We don't do big fundraisers. This isn't our full-time job. We're volunteers.
And you have kids
We have four kids. A couple of things that we've done this year. We've provided adaptive swings on playgrounds so that kids who can't swing on a typical swing can still swing with their friends. We donated over 500 pairs of mismatched socks to kids and teachers in schools for World Down Syndrome Day. We've provided grants and scholarships to adaptive dance programs in the Lewiston Auburn area, and, you know, just additional things like that. We have an open grant process on our website that people can go on alliswells.com and apply for anytime. Yeah, just go check it out and help create, you know, opportunities for inclusion and community.
Sure. Yeah. Can you tell us how the connection happened here with the Squatch Open?
Yeah. We're super fortunate. Steve Roop was a good friend of ours. Steve Roop Jr. is a really good friend of my husband, Chris's, who's a co-founder of All Is Wells. And Chris grew up knowing Steve really well. And, you know, Steve Roop Sr. was a big proponent of inclusion. And, you know, I didn't know him as well as my husband did, but something that I know about him is that he always wanted to make sure that everyone around him felt included. And, you know, for all of the time that I spent with him, he always wanted to make sure that everybody that was in his presence felt included and felt like they belonged. So it really feels like we have a great connection. When they started this golf tournament in his honor, Stephanie and Jesse very graciously asked if we wanted to be a part of it. And we didn't know that they were going to ask us to come back again and again. And we're so grateful that they did. And we will continue coming back as long as they ask us to. It's grown year after year. And it's been, it's honestly, we didn't know our organization was going to be able to grow in the fashion that it did. And it's been because of this golf tournament, really.
Wow.
It's really fantastic. Yeah. We were very small before their contribution to our organization.
How can folks support All Is Wells?
We have these cool hats and shirts that we sell. You really wouldn't know just by looking at it. I'm trying to think what I'm wearing today. I'm just wearing a hat that says Willa. But our normal hats just have 2 W's on them. And typically when people see that, they say, oh, what's that? What's that mean? And then you can tell them our story. And that's really what we want. We just want to start a conversation so you can say, oh, I heard about these 2 kids. They're really cool. They say swear words. And they say a lot of naughty things, but they're a lot of of fun, and just tell our story. And that really just creates a really great opportunity for conversation. And that's really what we want. So, you know, buy a hat if you can. If not, you know, talk about it. You can check out our website at alliswells.com. And yeah, just talk about it if you can. Share our story. Check out our Facebook page on All Is Wells. And that helps a lot.
Yeah. Are you looking for help to help run certain things?
Yeah. We're hoping to start up some baseball skills programs this summer and fall, potentially. So we may be looking for volunteers for that. But anyone can get in contact with us through our Facebook page, or our email is cassie@allaswells.com. That's helpful, too.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's everything. Yeah. Maybe you can add in a little bit of what Wells said earlier, which is also really important.
We'll have to censor some of it.
Yeah. We'll have to censor a lot of it, but I think I warned you about that. So
it was hilarious.
He's the life of the party.
He sure
usually.
Is. He seems to be.
Yeah. He wasn't shy on the microphone addressing all the golfers
He's
earlier.
He's never shy. Never shy. Yeah. He's a lot of fun. And that's, we talk a lot about intentional, you know, being intentionally inclusive. And he's someone that you're a better person if you know Wells. And so if you're inclusive, you know, it doesn't just benefit him, it benefits you too. So you're better if you know him. Yeah. And so I hope everybody gets the opportunity to meet someone like Wells.
Nice.
Thanks so much for sharing your story.
Yes. Thank you.
And for the
Thanks
great
very
work
much.
That you're doing.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Y'all good?
Yeah.
All right.
I like
Sarah.
What you've done with the, I like what you've done with your hat.
Thanks. Sarah, how's that polyester shirt treating you?
You know, it doesn't breathe. I'm not going to complain because it was a free shirt.
And it's pretty sweet. Thanks to Jen Grace of Rupers,
yeah.
We have the entire setup right here.
We're swagged out right now.
We have our look. Our look is happening.
We are very
As the kids
trend.
Say.
Yeah.
The kids
We're
at
vibing.
Home.
That's what the kids say.
We're vibing?
We're vibing.
Jen, do you think we're vibing?
We have a vibe.
I think you guys are definitely vibing. And if the shirt's too hot, we can always cut holes in it for you.
I like to cut the sleeves off of everything.
She does. So. Sarah likes to show off her guns.
You know what? That is the problem.
All right,
here,
let's see them.
Like, yeah. She's
oh, yeah.
so buff, right? She
I'm
is
going to
so
the gym
buff.
With you.
Yeah. Oh, I'll whip those guns into shape, baby. They're pretty good right now.
When I flex, but when I don't, they're not so great.
That's the thing. That's how you know you're strong is when your muscles show when you're not doing it.
That's right.
Right.
I'm going to do the other one now.
Oh yeah, yeah. We gotta.
Which one's bigger?
You don't want to cheat the public.
That's right.
Right.
Welcome to the gun
Everybody
show, Jen.
That's right. Give them a show.
Welcome to the gun show.
We are joined by Jen Grace of Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, who takes better care of us than anyone.
Absolutely.
On the podcast.
We have her to thank for Tasting Tales most days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Yep. Jen, tell the folks at home what you do at Rupert's.
So I'm the marketing manager at Rupert's, which means I run all the websites and the social media accounts. So pretty much everything that you see online, I do. All the print ads, which you probably also see in Uncle Andy's and the LA Metro magazine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I handle all of that stuff and pretty much whatever else I'm told to do.
Yeah. I've heard you referred to as a genius.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Jesse and Stephanie have both commented on how fantastic you are at your job.
That's so sweet. They're very good to me. Maybe a little bit too much so, because genius, I don't know about that. But I'll take it.
Nice.
So we are here at the 3rd annual Squatch Open, which, of course, is in memory of Steve Roop. And Steve visited us at our former job up the street on Center Street in Auburn at our radio show. And sometimes he'd bring you along.
That's right.
To keep him in line.
That's right.
And that in itself was a full-time job for you, right?
I wasn't always the best at filtering, was he?
I mean, I'm not going to say that I was very good at that job.
You did your best.
I did my best.
It took a lot to keep him in check.
That's right.
We'll say that. How's that?
But it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed going on the show with Steve. When I did, and I listened to it from time to time just to remember.
You can hear our interviews with Steve still. So.
Yeah, he was an absolute legend in this community. A lot of great words said about Steve at the beginning of this tournament. And Jen, can you share with our listeners maybe a memory or two that you have of Steve that you
Absolutely.
Hold with you?
Yeah, I have so many memories, but just like many people, I think that Steve did a lot of really nice things for people. And one of the greatest things that Steve did for me was he actually gave me a chance to come and be his marketing manager. I had met with him initially just to talk about getting the wholesale app up and running, which I was going to do freelance. And then I was like, I think I could do a lot more for you than just that. Like, yeah. I think I could do your websites and social media. And he's like, I'm not sure about that I'm ready to bring on like a full-time person for that. But you know what? I'm going to give you a shot. So aww, that was great. So I'm really here because of Steve. And I'm still here because of Jesse and Steph. And they're just such a pleasure to work with as well. So yeah. It's been a great experience. We all miss him dearly at Rupert's, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, there's just so many good memories. I don't even know where to go for that. Yeah.
How would you describe Steve to someone who has never met him before?
Well, he had a really large personality. He had a big, boisterous personality. He had a great sense of humor. He was extremely business-minded, oriented. He was totally, like, underestimated as far as, like, he was a very intelligent man. I know he read a lot of books. I'm a reader, so I love books, and it's not so often that I can have conversations with people and they actually know what I'm talking about. But Steve was one of those people that he's, oh, I've read that and I've read that and I've read that. So he was well read, and he just had a talent for making things grow. And I think it was Jesse who said it in our 30th anniversary video when we did it for our 30 years. He said that Steve was a builder, not just of buildings and businesses, but of people too. He was always building people up. He was always building his business up. And he created like a little empire in Lewiston, Auburn, which is just an incredible achievement.
Yeah. He loved this community.
Yeah.
And
yes,
even if you met Steve and were only able to spend 5 minutes with him, he's the type of guy that you just described. You would never forget that interaction that you had with him. And boy, did he love his dad jokes as well. That's what I loved. Every time I saw Steve on the schedule, on our interview schedule, I had to brush up on my dad jokes.
Get those dad jokes.
So I would have something new for him when he came in.
It's so true. And I will say, like, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, because when Jesse and Steph took over, one of the things that I've heard from people like over and over again is like how great it is that they've like been able to carry on like his legacy of giving to the community. And sometimes I think they give even more. So it's just like one of those things, which is really great. But he did have a love for the community, and I think he felt a responsibility to give to the community as well.
It saved him so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed to admit, but this is my first Squatch Open. I'm not much of a golfer, but I was very excited when Pam said, we're going to be there, we're going to set up, we're going to interview people at the turn, which Jesse already said is going to be very interesting, especially after the first hour or two.
I bet. Oh, boy. I'm excited.
How many drinks will be under the belt by then?
More than
I'm going to need to eat something else before that happens.
More than you guys drink on the podcast, I promise.
Right. They're coming.
That's right. Look, here they come.
They are coming. Jen, what are your impressions of this event today and what it means to the participants?
I think that the event is really amazing, and the participants always look forward to it every year. It's full.
Yeah.
I mean, like
well before the start time.
I guarantee by the time the day ends, the teams for next year will already be full. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. People really enjoy it. There's, you know, a lot of camaraderie and really good golfers, too. Like, just looking at the handicaps and, like, just knowing that the golfers. So it'll be interesting to see who wins.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you say that, because that's the exact reason why I've never been invited to participate in the Squatch Open, because it's full of good golfers.
Well, people already
same.
Jen, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And we will see you around, I'm sure.
You'll be here.
Yeah. I'll be here.
So we'll invite you back.
You're stuck with me now.
Hey,
we'll take
we're
it.
Here for you.
We're
pull up a chair.
It. Yeah. We'll steal you a stool. Pants do us.
That's right.
Yeah. She's Jen Grace of Rupert's Beverage and Redemption here at the third annual Squatch Open, and it looks like we're going to be interviewing our first victims here coming up in a few minutes.
Super.
Sarah, we're going to give you a chance to go freshen up.
Let me do a wardrobe change.
There you go. All right, we'll be back.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the LA area since 1985, open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
We're at the Squatch Open over at the beautiful Martindale Golf Course. We are with Mike Matthew, and he's, what hole are you on? How many have you done?
We've only played four holes so far.
Four holes. How'd you do?
Nine. We're actually doing pretty well.
Okay.
We're up to four. Feeling good about our game today.
All right.
Real chances happening right here in this group.
I'm going to pretend that I understood anything you just said.
I love it.
I don't know anything
it's
about
like the
golf.
Red Sox winning like they did 10 in a row. We're feeling that good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's pretty good.
That was you, Mike.
That's pretty good. So I don't know anything about golf, so I'm going to ask you to explain some golf terms to me. Ready?
Yes.
What does it mean when you whiff?
That means you try to hit the ball and totally miss.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you whiffed today?
Not today, no.
Okay.
Notice how I said that, not today.
Not today.
Or yet even.
Okay. We'll cross our fingers. How about shank?
Shank is, again, trying to hit the ball straight and you, like, pull it. Rather, you're righty or lefty, you kind of pull it, yank it, rolls away. And
all
you
right.
Just say other words.
Gotcha. Are you righty or lefty?
I am righty.
Okay. What is a mulligan?
So those are guys that say, hey, that wasn't that good. Why don't you hit another one? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get another ball for free.
A do-over.
Don't count the first one that you screwed up.
Got you. And you're not doing mulligans today.
No mulligans today.
No
and
mulligans
I love that
today.
About Jesse. You know, straight up and playing eight people. Not that I say sometimes, you know, some scores are ridiculous, but here they're not ridiculous because you're eight at a time. Nobody can do things you shouldn't do.
Very cool. Are you, and you're having fun?
Always. Oh, yeah. This is a great event. Third year,
Is your third year, too?
Yeah. From the inception, definitely.
All right. Why is this such an important event for you?
Well, I mean, love Roops, St. Lawrence, what have you. Roopers in All Is Wells. I've known them for a couple of years. Got to meet them in the, what they do about getting the kids involved. You know, back, you know, in years past, even when I was young, the stereotypes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're breaking those barriers. They're really helping it happen, and I love them for it, and I think it's a great cause, and I think Steph and Jesse supporting them is awesome.
Awesome. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for talking to us.
Always love to see you
all
guys,
right,
and
you
I'll
too.
Be there for in a few weeks for another event.
All right, we're going to have a pancake off.
Oh, yes, we have to do that,
That's
too.
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
Got to get the electric skillets going, baby.
I don't know. I say Mike's pancakes are a little pale.
I had a night before that was long.
All right. I just think you need to bring your A game on
All
Pancake
right.
Day.
I'll have a few.
All right.
I'll practice the day before.
Okay. All right.
All right. Great
Thanks,
to see
Mike.
You both.
Have
All right.
fun.
Appreciate you being
Do good
here.
Out there.
Thanks.
Now we're hanging out with Steve Roop's brother, Larry. Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Why aren't you golfing today?
I don't want to bring shame to the family. That's just popped into my mind quickly. There's other reasons, but that works for me. Yeah. It's a social day. It's a great day.
Yeah.
Remember my brother, all these people that hung out with Steve for years that I wasn't around, and I just hear stories. I heard a story today that, you know, every year I hear another story. It's awesome.
Are you able to share that story with us?
What did I hear today? Not repeatable.
Okay.
No.
You know what?
No. You know, most of Steve's stories are not.
The,
you know, unfortunately, there's a dude that was with Steve one time at Fenway Park, John Reed, and he's not here this week, this time. And I love the story. John was with Steve when he climbed the pesky pole in right field. And Steve, you know, imagine Steve. He's done a small dude.
Steve climbed the pesky pole.
Yes. Yes, and he didn't get away with it. He got kicked out. But that's kind of the story of his life, too. Steve got kicked out of a few things in his life.
How high did he get up?
I don't know. That's why John should be here to explain that. If you ever check John Reed sometime and find out, because he was there. He witnessed the whole
From
thing.
From the gunshot?
Yep.
Okay,
John.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. To
I know. I can't wait to hear it because Steve. I can imagine Steve laughing his ass off and just.
You can say ass.
Kind of drunk. Kind of probably had a few and just laughing his ass off, climbing the pole like. I'm climbing to the top of this thing, John. Let him come. Get me off this. I can imagine him. Can you imagine Steve? It's like, what the f*** am I going to do? Am I going to get arrested for climbing a pesky pole? It's going to be the best story, best publicity for Rupert's ever.
Oh
right?
My
That's my brother. He was just a imaginative marketer. I'm amazed at how much marketing he did.
I got you.
You know, it was fun. Yeah, I miss him. But this is a great way to memorialize him, and I'm so psyched to be part of it. Sitting here in the shade, just being part of the entertainment.
Seeing
you know, who needs
by.
A band when you got Steve's Irish twin sitting around in the in the shade? You know, I mean, I even shaved my neck this morning for the special event. I didn't shave the whole face, but I shaved the neck. Did you notice?
Yeah.
It's much cleaner than the rest of the face.
What was it like growing up with Steve?
Steve was, oh my God. Stories about Steve. Steve was the one, me and my brother Marty and Steve slept in the same room. Steve would be the guy in a very strict, I'm going to talk, very authoritarian household. You know, you don't step outside. And Steve would, like, when we get into bed at night in the summertime, he'd sneak out the window and climb down the porch, climb down the roof, and I'm like, Steve, you're going to get in trouble. Ah, come on, Larry, don't be such a square, you know. And Marty's snoring already, so I'm like, come on, Steve, what are you doing? And sure, how he'd get back in the house, I don't even know. Yeah. I guess we didn't leave the house locked back in those days, but he'd be out all night, and, you know, God knows what he's doing, but there aren't too many kids with his jeans running around to this day, I don't think. So he wasn't that old yet, but he was out doing some not good fun. It was fun, but kind of getting trouble you know?
Yeah, he liked to test the
Steve
boundaries,
Steve was... Oh, yeah. He got kicked out of more things than... he wasted some good years, I think. He got kicked out of a lot of stuff. He couldn't, you know, yeah.
We're learning so much about Steve.
He was always in trouble. But, oh, Steve, like, this is the thing he'd do in high school. I mean, I'm of a straight edge. I'm, like, straight-laced. My brother Marty was straight-laced. We had to keep, like, straight-laced. My dad
you're
was...
Some,
are you kidding me? Oh, we were. We no, they don't know me. She kind of knew me, but not really. She doesn't know me. Steve would... Steve would get out... Steve at the high school... I didn't do bad stuff in school. Steve would, like, one day he climbed up in the tiles above the roof and climbed all around, like... peeking down the tiles in classrooms and laughing like people. It was like, hey, you know Steve and Tim? Maybe Tim was up.
It was Mo Eastman.
Mo. Steve and Mo were in the roof. What? They're like up above. I'm like, how is that school? What does that got to do with school? But Steve was looking for things to get a kick out of, you know? He always was doing that. He was always looking. I went down to Panama once. He was stationed in the Army down there. And it was just me and him. I went down there. He's like, oh, he wanted to test me a lot. So I'm like, hey, let's go for a hike in the jungle. He says, sure, I'll take you for a hike in the jungle. He was a jungle expert. So he's going to take me, his older brother, who he wants to test, maybe push me to my limits, to the jungle. So we go for a hike, and then he comes to the place called the French Cut in the canal, where the French stopped digging, and it's like a 40-foot cliff. He's like, let's go in. I'm like, you freaking kidding me? He's like, no, come on. He jumps off the freaking cliff, 40 feet down. He gets down there, come on. I'm like, f*** you. I'm not doing shit like that. I didn't come here to kill myself. I want to go back to college this fall. So that was my Panama story with him. He took me around. It was fun.
He was
crazy.
Superhuman,
right? He was.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had more than 9 lives.
Yeah.
I really, he did. It was awesome.
What did you learn from him?
Jesus. You know what? What I learned about his loss is that I'm going to not have conversations with someone who knew me as well as anybody in my whole life. And that hit me hard when I lost him. We were starting to get really close again after a bunch of years kind of going our own way and doing stuff separate. And I just, what I learned from his loss, and I think a lot of people in my family learned, is to say I love you a lot more if you mean it, and hold on to the moments that you have, joyful moments in your life with people you love. And that was Steve. I mean, look at the community he created. I'm amazed but I'm not surprised. He filled the room up. Yeah, I miss him. Thank you. Thanks for the question.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Larry.
Sandy Lazad, she's like, I don't want to talk about it. Sandy, what is your connection to the Roop family? Rupert family, I guess.
Stephanie is my daughter. Steve was my ex-husband.
Okay. So you have stories.
Well, we met when we were 14.
Yeah. Just babies.
Yes, we did. We went through high school. We went through high school, and then we got married, I guess, a year after high school.
Yeah.
And we had Steph a year later.
Aww.
And then we moved to Panama.
Oh, you were there.
Yes. Yes.
You were in it.
I was. I flew out 7 months pregnant for Stephanie.
Wow.
And landed there. And I was like right under the time in which you can. And then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you must be pretty gosh darn proud of your daughter.
Absolutely.
This is a big event for them.
It is.
For both Stephanie and Jesse.
So I'm always here to support her.
Yeah.
It's a hard week for her.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah. I'm sure it is. So, it's nice that you're here.
His birthday's coming up on the 23rd as well.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Tough week.
So it's a tough week, but this brings her a lot of joy. I'm sure brings her a lot of stress too.
Yes,
but
both.
How are you here to support today? Golfing.
No.
I caught you over here in the shade.
No. Yes, I'm just here. So if anybody needs anything, I can help.
You're here with a smile
and
a good story.
Yes. Yeah. That's it.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah. Are you a golfer?
No. I have in the past, but yeah.
Not today.
Yeah.
Not today.
Yeah. Not going to happen. No. Well,
I
want to do the
golf.
Wine and dine thing or whatever the heck it's called.
Oh, what's that?
Well, you can come in, they'll teach you lessons, and then afterwards you get to have wine. So, I mean, it's the best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
Just go for the wine.
Sandy, let's just drink wine.
Yeah.
There's no rules. We don't have to play golf. You and I can just go have a glass of Merlot or Cab or whatever you want to do. That's fine.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Mark's nodding in agreement.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you being here and talking with us and showing your support. And we're
always
just so grateful for the opportunity to be here with everybody.
So am I. I mean, it's an amazing event, and it touches Stephanie's heart in more ways than one. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Love it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Andy.
Appreciate you.
I made friends with Nicole over at the water thing because it's 87 blazing degrees out here at the Squatch Open at Martindale. And we got to chatting and we found out that we have some mutual friends.
Yes. So my name is Nicole Deschardins and my husband is Keith Deschardins. We went to school with Stephanie Roop / St. Laurent. Met her freshman year and we were in religion class and so I'm gonna tell you a story. So I had a few friends that we had known from elementary school, so now we are freshmen in high school and we are starting to meet new friends, and we're going around in religion class and the teacher is asking us to kind of make a group story. So one person says a little bit of something and then the next person goes on and continues the story.
Got you. Yeah.
And so to make a long story short, I was sitting with my group of friends and it's going through a horseshoe table and Miss Stephanie was sitting there clearly not very impressed at this activity that we are engaging in our freshman year, and sat on the table with her hands on her cheeks and she said, "But the hippo wasn't fast enough." That was part of the
story.
That
was her contribution to
the story. And I immediately looked to my friends and I was like, whoa, we have a best friend right there. Like, she gets us. We want to be her friend.
Aww.
And so we met up after class, and that is how I became Stephanie's best friend.
Aww.
Yeah.
So you go way back with Stephanie and Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
You're not golfing. You're hanging here with us today.
Yes.
But your husband is out there golfing.
Yes, he's golfing.
Is this his first year doing the Squatch Open?
Okay. No, this is our third.
Third. So you've been here right from the beginning, too?
From the beginning.
All right. And obviously, this is really important for Stephanie and Jesse.
Absolutely.
They love doing this. What does this mean for you and your husband to be
so
part
much.
Of this?
So much. I mean, between the Squatch Open for Mr. Roop, I mean, I met him my freshman year. Stephanie and I played basketball. If anyone knows Steve Roop, he loved basketball and played on a men's league. I had the privilege of knowing Steph when the first initial Roopers was established.
Oh,
so
wow.
There's so much that I could probably share.
Probably a lot she doesn't want you to share.
So much.
What story about Steve?
Oh.
Yeah, because you must have been there. I mean, you were a kid. He must have been quite a treat.
There's a lot of stories about Steve. He was a great supporter, as was many other people, of attending our sporting events, and whether it was Stephanie's field hockey games, which I attended and had to learn the sport because clearly I'd never played field hockey, and he didn't understand it either. It was quite funny. To our basketball season, which is probably the utmost like highlight of the season of every year of our high school career. Aww. So, but he was a fun slash crazy dude in some way, and we would be driving in the car with him and loved music, and he'd stick his head out the window and start like singing the lyrics of various songs and just get us all like ramped up. You know, when you're young like that and you see like somebody like really getting into music, it just makes you feel good. Yeah. He was just there's so much about him, but yeah, it was so fun and it was amazing. He did a lot for me as a child and as an adult, and you know, his legacy remains and we honor it. I know for a fact he is looking down every day, all day long, and truly like so excited to see what Jesse and Steph have continued to do. They've done so much, and not to say that he wouldn't have continued to do this, but they have just stepped right in when the time came and done his name and his company so much justice, and the family legacy will continue out.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
I think everybody feels that way about Steve. Everyone we talked to, he was just bigger than life.
Absolutely.
Right? I love it. Thank you so much, Nicole.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
And now we're hanging out with Kathy, who is Steve Roop's sister.
Younger sister.
Yeah, let's establish that.
Yeah. Of course, yes.
And between the four of us, there's only 3.5 years.
Wow. Yeah, Larry, your brother Larry was mentioning that there's not much of a gap between he and Steve.
No, 11 months.
Yeah.
Irish twins. But Steve was a wonderful brother. He was the house angel street devil, I guess you could say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mom, you need the lawn mowed. You know.
But also sneaking out the windows at night. Yeah.
But he was, I don't know, I just remember him very fondly. He was a funny guy, and he's bigger than life. I mean, my kids just, oh, Uncle Steve, you know, and Rupert's. One of my sons worked with him a couple weeks, went around. He's like, you know, he's like the mayor of Lewiston.
Everybody knows Steve Roop.
Yeah. Kathy, what do you think when you look out, especially this morning, when all the golfers were gathered to support this event? And we know this event is sold out well in advance of today.
It's such a legacy that people are still, you know, things calm down after someone passes or whatever, but 3 years later and they're still coming out. He was just very well-liked. And he was kind. Like, after he passed away at his... They had an after party. Finding out all these kind things, employees, oh, he helped pay for my computer, helped me get into school, paid for my GRE, co-signed a car loan for me. Just, I mean, but I didn't want any credit. No credit. One guy, he had a child that passed away. And as you know, my niece Sherry passed away quite a while ago. And he offered to pay for the headstone. The guy's like, oh no, don't worry. And when he went to the monument company, he'd left a blank check. He just did stuff like that.
Yep. Didn't expect anything in return.
No, not, and he didn't like
the
attention. Yeah. But he was just a really, really good guy.
Decent human.
Yeah.
Sounds like that.
So we got to talk to Larry a little bit.
He's a bit of a character as well.
Yes,
huh?
He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was it like growing up with the two of them?
Well, I had three older brothers.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling them about your father.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I love your shirt.
Thank you. Well, it was growing up with three brothers. Like I said, I didn't get a date till they all graduated.
Steve and Larry were very protective. Yeah. Almost too protective. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty tough. I can handle my own. Mm. Steph knows. I'm a,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not yet.
Yeah. But that's... And this is our beautiful first grandchild on the side.
Oh, so she's an angel.
She is. She's beautiful.
She's like,
she's a beautiful girl.
Aw.
She came up from Panama. We met her when you were a month old.
Yep.
2 months, maybe. Yep.
Yep. Dad got started early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because Steve and Marty had kids that were over 10 when I started having kids, and Larry was even after me, so.
Yeah. We don't have to tell them how old I actually am.
No. We're not telling them.
Are we doing, don't do the math.
Steph, did you hear me say it? I caught myself.
Steph, I can edit. No
Thank
problem.
You, perfect.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. Yeah, yeah.
No, she's wonderful. She's the oldest cousin. Cam said next year, he goes, I want to be a part of this.
Oh, yeah, aww. Absolutely. So. Love to get more people involved from the family.
Yeah.
Stephanie, what does this event mean to you personally?
Well, I didn't do a very good job of articulating earlier because I got super emotional, but you know, my dad was just such a pillar in the community. He was always giving forward, and we're really trying to keep that legacy going, and he would be humbled and so proud of all the people that show up year after year, 3 years now. You know, we have people in our, you know, that are golfing that have had their own huge losses, and the fact that they're here, and it's just it's a testament to this community, and we're just super proud to be here, and I hope we can do it for a few more years at this rate, you know.
3 years later.
I know, and we have people that are trying. Still, I got text yesterday, can I get in? Yeah. So, it's, you know, it's
you might
exciting.
You have to do a two-day thing.
I know. We've talked about it. We've talked about it. We've tried. We've talked about 2 days. We've talked about two courses. We've talked about maybe Frisbee golf.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Two events.
Yeah. You never know. Yeah. But I'm proud.
Yeah.
Very
proud.
Well, he would be very proud of you.
Thank
you. Guys have done a great job carrying on.
We've tried. It's not easy.
It's
but
paid off. Yeah.
He was such a... He left you big shoes to fill.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sure did.
Well, that's what I told you. Don't try to replace him.
Yeah.
He was a big personality.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was.
Just carry on his legacy, which you are doing a phenomenal
doing a great job. Thank you.
He was a character. Nobody can replace him.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
He was a hummer, too. Like, he used to drive Larry crazy at night.
Some of the last videos I have of him is him just making music up to, like, his own lyrics up to music.
Yeah.
He was just, we have so, like, so many memories are around music. My kids, we all talk about it. Like, he taught the kids, like, who's got big balls? I'm good. That, you know, like, he just, he just,
well, I was saying,
like, they
was,
love it.
He was that uncle.
Yeah, he's a big, big guy. Yeah.
It's funny you mention music too, because we talked to Nicole Desjardins.
Oh,
and she was saying like some of the car rides.
Yeah. He kept us entertained. He broadened our horizons with music. I can tell you that.
Nice.
Yeah. And he sang really loud.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What would he think of your golf game today?
Today. Specifically?
Yeah.
He'd be proud of me. However, I've golfed better. So,
I'm gonna go and say hi to. Is Jesse still out there?
Yes.
I'm gonna go say hi.
Okay, great. Thank you for your time. We didn't know that your dad climbed pesky poles.
Oh yes, he did.
At Fenway Park.
Yes, he did.
Do you have any more details on that?
I don't. However, I have another great story about a potato gun incident.
Oh gosh.
I won't name the city because I don't want to get him in. Well, he's gone. So, when I was about 15. My father was out with friends, and they had a potato gun, and they may or may not have shot the potato gun, and the SWAT team may have shown up at the apartment, and my father got, you know, they come in, they put him down on the ground, cuffed, and he's yelling, don't say anything, don't say a word, and they ended up, you know, they got taken in, and my dad, I'm going to a Catholic school at this point, so my father's like, oh my, it made the national news. Yeah. So he's like, oh my God, Stephanie's gonna find out. Yeah, he was a ham.
Yeah.
He was a ham.
Never, always, did you always
just think in your head, oh my God, what is my dad going to do next?
You know, I always, even from when, the time I was a little girl, I was like, I am so freaking lucky to be this guy's daughter.
Aww,
that's how I felt all the time. I just, like, that's so cool. How I felt. And I felt like, wow, I just, didn't matter what he did. I was never really embarrassed by him. You know, he was just my dad, and yeah. I just always felt special to be his daughter.
Nice.
So, yeah. Aww.
And I know you got to get back to the teas, but can you talk a little bit about the connection with All Is Wells?
Yeah. So All Is Wells is special to us because my cousin Steve, actually, has been best friends with Chris Manson, who spoke earlier today, and whose son is Wells, and Willa is his daughter. And we've been friends with them since, I don't know, 94. Stevie's been friends with them since way before that. So when we started the tournament, we were like, we wanted to do something in this realm, and it just kind of made sense because we've just, they're family friends, and he calls my dad Uncle Steve, you know, so just, yeah, it's kind of a really great match. And I mean, they're great kids.
It's a great
program.
Yeah, we got to talk to Cassie
exciting.
A little bit, and
yeah,
she shared some details of the organization, and it's just incredible.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. So we're very blessed. I can tell you, this tournament makes you feel super blessed by the amount of people that show up and just the support and what we're doing it for. It's just, you know.
And the toast at the beginning is such a perfect,
it is.
Perfect touch.
Sorry it was such a sap, but Chris got me going and I couldn't stop after that. You know, I got the sad stuff.
No.
I'm like, wow, okay, I just brought the whole room down.
You
did great.
I think we all felt it.
It was what the moment called for.
Yeah, thank you.
So thank you so much.
We really
for your
appreciate
time.
You guys being here.
We love it.
Thanks for having
here.
Us. Yes, we're
of
having
course.
Fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Thank Shirts you. Look great.
Thanks.
I'm a champion, my friend.
Pam Ashby in the house, everybody.
You're recording. You hit record?
I did.
Day 11.
Sweet.
You can join in, too.
That hurts my heart. So, Pam, Sarah wanted to know how she can get involved in a foursome.
Yeah.
Oh.
How do I do? I mean,
John.
I'm not ready for an eightsome.
I know it's eightsomes here.
Yeah,
well, a friend of mine once told me, if you want to do a foursome, you got to start with two. Then you got to get two more.
You got to work your way up.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that's good advice.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then you're there.
All right, so.
Just like this got awkward real quick. But look at his shirt.
Look at his shirt.
I know.
What's wrong with my shirt?
Well.
So here's the thing. My vision's been going. So I thought I bought a polka dotted shirt.
This is bull.
Yeah.
This is.
And what happened?
Well.
How would you explain that shirt to our listening audience?
This is not
audience?
A visual medium, but.
Well, when you look closer.
Yep.
Yeah, there's people, some stick figures on there.
People different. Doing things.
If you position yourself correctly.
Yeah.
Read exactly. Between the lines,
yep.
folks.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
Pam's trying to help.
Yep. I like that you guys kind of match with the Navy, too.
Our whole team dressed in blue today. Isn't
on
that,
purpose?
It's a sign, right?
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
And look what Sarah and I wore. We didn't even call each other.
We didn't call each other anything.
It's amazing.
Match,
unbelievable.
Right?
John helped with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks,
you know.
John.
Yeah. I'll take my shirt off for anybody these days.
Yeah.
How's your game?
Does
today?
All kinds of builds.
Well, fortunately, we brought some really solid players.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Pam
John,
and I have been.
John brought in some ringers.
Watching the action happen.
Yeah.
And contributing here.
I
and
made
there.
A putt.
She's made two
nice.
Birdie putts, actually.
All right, all right.
So.
How far away were you?
One of them was
15
like
15 feet was
yeah,
one.
Yeah, one of them was a good one.
Hey.
Yeah, good. I'll take it.
Absolutely.
You made a 15 footer.
Yeah.
Damn, that's impressive.
Yeah.
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 I don't know what
Thanks.
That means. I don't understand the golfing.
Well, so, you know how long 15 feet is?
I do.
That's
I know
how
to
long
measure
long,
foot.
Do you know what putting is?
That's
yes.
how long she,
okay.
she hit the ball
so
into
from
the hole.
15 feet away.
Hit a, wow.
And got it in the hole.
That's like bowling.
That's the object. You put the ball in the hole.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. That makes everything makes a lot more sense
okay.
now. I didn't really
yeah.
actually understand yeah. that part cool. of golf.
Thanks for explaining.
Thank
you're welcome.
For that. I appreciate it.
I'm here for it. Did you guys eat?
Yeah, I had
okay.
a burger. It was
okay,
delicious.
Good. Yep. Erin Dunbar, who's on the cover of our
right?
summer issue.
Yeah. Erin Dunbar is joining us, cover model for the summer issue of LA Metro
I like
Magazine.
Those pink pants.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Thanks.
And then, like you're ready to
her
get out
shirt
there.
Matches the cover.
Yeah. Right?
Yep.
She came color coordinated.
Yeah,
yep.
Perfect.
Erin, how's the golf game today?
It's okay. We're doing okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
We're having fun. It's a little warm out here,
it
but
is
it's
sticky.
You can't complain because we live in Maine and in winter it's freezing. So I told everyone on our team they're not allowed to complain, but
yes.
they
so,
keep complaining.
I'm 100% with you.
And like, you're also you here for a great cause.
Yes, we are.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. For loyal listeners of the show, you know that Erin is a committee member for the LA Triple Crown 5K series.
Mm-hmm.
And there goes Pam.
Bye, Pam. Love you.
And you have round two coming up.
Yeah, Emily's run is on Sunday, the 20th.
Right.
8:30 at Edward Little. Mm-hmm. So we'll be there. You can register online until tomorrow morning at 10. Or you can come to Baxter on Saturday from 12 to 2. You can register there, or you can register morning of the race.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Mark, did you hear that?
Just
you
get
can,
there.
You can
yeah.
register.
I heard that.
You can.
Yeah. She you mean you, me specifically?
You can, yeah.
You can walk it. You can run it. We do need more volunteers. If anyone wants to be a course monitor,
okay.
we
oh, cool.
need more volunteers. There's a lot of corners because we kind of run across Court Street and that little neighborhood behind Heathcote. So there's lots of
yep.
turns. So we need
yep.
lots of course monitors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
So Sarah, I was kind of hoping that we could get a wagon maybe and I could sit in the wagon. And
do you want me to pull you?
Pull me in the wagon.
Okay.
You could do that too.
That work?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd
or
be fine with that.
We could put you in one of those big baby carriages and I could just wheel you.
All right. That sounds
good. Might as well just put him in a wheelchair
right.
then.
I know. Right?
I'm done with that too.
He's fine with it. He just wants to go out. Yeah. He just wants to be out.
Yeah,
you know?
You can.
He wants to see people.
Yeah.
Erin,
come on out.
What this event means to you.
It just means so much. The community loves Steve. We're here in his honor. We're here for Wells and Willa to raise money for their nonprofit and all the great things that they do. It's just, it's an awesome day.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat.